Hi, my name is Steve Martilli, and this is How the Human Mind Creates Overwhelm. So last week, I had a lot going on, most of it in my head. I was thinking about what I had to plan for the weekend. I had to, you know, get ready for that. I had to plan, you know, what blog posts I wanted to write. I had to, you know, sort out some business stuff and some career stuff. And I also had to get, we're purchasing a home, and there's so much going on in my head that I just completely got overwhelmed. So, you know, what I do is I have a normal practice of just becoming aware of what I'm thinking and then start to go backwards from that so I can realize that it's creating the feelings that I feel. And I felt so overwhelmed that it got to the point where it was so painful. I was like, do I like this feeling anymore? And I thought to myself, no, I don't. I'm not enjoying this at all. So I stopped and took a few breaths and actually just got present to those feelings. And what I had realized is that I was chattering, I have to do this, I have to do that, I have to do this, I have to do that. Over and over and over again. It was just going insane. It was driving me insane. And almost always what you want to realize is that what you can learn from my own experience is that anytime you have I have to's going on in your head, it's almost always driven by an external source. So what that means is that your environment is driving those thoughts. Now, there's two of you. There's the listener and then there's the speaker. You know, the speaker is your self-talk and the listener, you could say, is your spirit. But when you're telling yourself those sorts of things, obviously you're going to start to feel overwhelmed. So instead of saying, I have to, I have to, I have to, which creates that feeling of overwhelm, a more empowering option is to go with, I choose to. I choose to be with this person. I choose to go out on that night. I choose to do this weekend. I choose this career. And not because of anything. Not I choose this career because blah, 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 blah. Just I choose it. And if you take that word, I choose, and replace it with I have, I guarantee you're going to start feeling different. And for the things that you don't choose, you can choose something else. But at least you'll be the one making the choice. Because when it comes down to it, if you're just being influenced by external factors, like your environment, you're going with unconscious programming and you're not making the choice. You're just a robot doing whatever the voice is saying. But when you become conscious, aware of it, and you make the choice, you say, I choose this, then you're the one that made the choice. Give it a shot and let me know how it goes in the comments below. My name is Steve Martile at freedomeducation.ca. Talk to you soon.